USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Authorities said Sunday they were making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. An audio recording said to be of Martine Moïse, the widow of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, has urged people to carry on his battle in the country, long plagued by gang violence and now plunged into a deep institutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she will lead an effort by top U.S. regulators to assess the potential risk that climate change poses to America's financial system, part of a wide-ranging initiative launched by the Biden administration. Yellen says the regulatory review, which will be done by the Financial Stability Oversight Council, will examine whether banks and other lending institutions are properly assessing the risks to financial stability. The road to the 2024 GOP presidential nomination winds through Texas on Sunday as former President Trump and two other potential Republican White House contenders take the stage on the final day of the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Dallas.
What was Donald Trump right about?
Also grabbing the spotlight, the results of the CPAC Republican presidential nomination straw poll, which the former president is expected to dominate. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Taliban claim to control most of Afghanistan. More from Dan Naraki.
The Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of the last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged with power-sharing negotiations with the Afghan government, though some reports say their control actually extends over only about a third of the country. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, met with the Taliban in that role in 1998 and says that he agrees with President Biden's decision to pull American troops from the country. He tells Fox News that it's time for the Afghan security forces to defend themselves and that the U.S. is not completely abandoning Afghanistan.
Now, we're not abandoning the area. We're not cutting and run. We still are giving them advanced weaponry, training. We're trying to get surrounding countries to help us with this effort. The Afghan security forces, they're well trained. It's been a matter of political will. The political leadership there in Afghanistan has been shaky, but they've got to get their act together.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A tiny kitten found itself in a tight space, but firefighters came to the rescue. A man flagged down the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue from a supermarket parking lot Saturday morning after he heard the cries of a kitten coming from his truck. Firefighter Elaine Owens crawled under the truck and rescued the kitten, who had been stuck between the vehicle floor and the gas tank during the trip to the supermarket. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.